Banaras and every other place we went to, like Nagpur, everywhere we went and we, this is all more south, mid central, and we're going up north, north, and that was Dehradun. So we landed in Dehradun, it was a very nice house, rest house, biggish, very nice room, had a carpet in it also, and a few furniture, beds and tables, very nice room. Because all that, the British had left it there, so it was.
It will do?
Yeah.
And the distance is all right, huh?
Yeah, distance. I just said this is on 13th February, 1979,
Club. I tell you, I tell you how it happened. So many times after I told the thing, and somebody, whoever heard it, he related the thing to other men, and then the other men to other men. In this way, so many things happened. But in fact, of course, I slapped her. I was furious on her. But how it is? Because in the beginning, neither she nor I knew Baba. We did not know anything about Baba in the beginning. But when I came in contact with Baba, and I was asked, first time I gave him food.
When he brought the food to Baba, did he say...
No, not exactly that time. We don't know what happened when I was furious on her. In fact, I used to take food to Baba. And it was the second or third day. Vishnu Master came to my place and he said, today you need not take the food to Baba's place. And give the food, I will take it in horse cart, Tanga, to Baba. And you may be busy with your well work or anything. When I returned from there, she was practically in tears. She was sad and she was not so happy. I asked her, what happened? And she said, I have sent all the food for all the people. But you know, for Baba, in a small vessel, because perhaps he did not have so good teeth, so special rice was always prepared for Baba in a separate vessel. And it so happened, she sent all the food for all the mandali, everything. But she forgot to send only that food of Baba. That time I was furious, I was wild. The main thing, you have sent everything, and the main thing you did not send, especially for Baba. And perhaps that time I gave her slip also, and I was angry. That was the time. And next time, when in the night, you know what happened in the night, I saw Baba in my dream, and Baba said, don't worry, I pardoned you. Because I neglected the duty. It was my duty to see everything. And just in the morning, then when I got up, I thought, because I have been thinking for the thing, so it is natural when somebody thinks for a thing, just the thing he sees in the dream. So it is not there is not any particularity in it. But I saw Mr. Desai, one of the Baba lovers. He was just cycling, he was coming on a cycle, and he was perspiring, though these were winter days. And I asked him, how you have come so early? It was just in the morning. And then he said, Baba has sent me. And he said, he must be worrying in the night for not sending the thing, not sending the rice of Baba. And tell him from me, don't worry, I pardoned you. The same thing that I saw in my dream. Then this gave me something to think. But then after that, as usual, at 11 in the morning, I took food for Baba. There were two mistakes. One, always, as usual, I was late, 5 minutes late. And the thing, the neglect of sending the rice, then I was just begging pardon, Baba, I'm sorry, and this and that. Then Baba said, again, yeah, don't worry, I pardoned you. But mind you, then Baba asked me, were you angry on your wife for not sending the rice? Whose fault was this? And my wife neglected it. Then you were angry on her? Yes, Baba, I was angry. You were very furious? Yes, Baba, I was very furious, very wild. Then Did you beat her? Yes, Baba, I beat her also. Then I'm not going to take the food. So that was the thing. And then you will have. Then he asked me to promise and this and that, and I'm not going to touch such food and this. And so, yeah, as usual, as his ways were, that was the time. Fact is the same. But you know, some people have mixed it with some other thing and this. And so these things are mixed. But it is fact. And it is the fact for the food also. And then he was so very angry, annoyed. I am not going to take this food. Then I requested, and then he said, promise me not to beat her again, never to touch her. And from that day, I never beat her. You may ask her. Never. I was wild, of course. I was angry, but I did not dare to touch her. So these were the things.
Did you know, Bob stayed at some place named Pratt Bungalow?
Flat, yes. Yeah, that was the bungalow where I used to take the food.
Did you know them, Mr.
and
Mrs. Pratt?
No, I did not know. Sorry. I've seen them there in a corner. Perhaps they were also there at that time when I took the food, but I did not know they are there.
Well, you know, the main thing I wanted was, I had taken your story before and everything.
Acha,
But I wanted sort of more from Subhadra about, like, the ladies. We have a lot of information about Erich and the men.
When
the ladies came there, Vajramati, she would be with the ladies.
Right.
She went to Hardwell with
Bhagavad. Yes.
And everything.
Yes.
And sort of from the first time she ever met them, and especially about Mera, anything, how she came to know about Mera.
It so happened. Sorry. As she says, for the first time, because you know, I was asked to take the food, so she used to cook the food, and I used to take that. In between, she neglected the food one day, and I was wild. I beat her. Everything passed away. But then Baba, without any female mandali, he came with Jain mandali to supervise the thing one day. And that time also, Subhadra was cooking food for the mandali. And Baba came there and he saw Subhadraji. Subhadra saw him and just as usual, he smiled and talked and in a loving way. And she said, said something. And that was the first meeting when she was cooking food for Baba. And after that, before coming to that place which was bought for Mandali, in Maji Mafi, it was Maji, now it's Mehr Mafi, that time it was Maji Mafi. Baba stayed for some days in a different bungalow. It was the bungalow of Mahant. You know, some spiritual way, as you know, Mahants, they own a gaddi, they live there. So it was a palatial building, very big one. In that building, Baba lived some time. And there, Subhadraji was called. And the first day when she went there, as she said, I just reminded her also, and she also told me just now. The first time that it was drizzling, and it was very cold. And they talked with her about the food also, as usual, ladies. Then he said, because for 7 days you have been feeding us, you have been cooking for us, and now quite possibly you must get tired of cooking for us. So for 7 days, you are not supposed to cook food at your place. Now, all the food will be supplied to you and your family from Baba's place, from the women mandali. And we used to get food.
Yes. So before that, she was sending for the women mandali.
At Rajpur Road, and you know, Mr. whose bungalow was there, I used to take the food cooked by her. And when Baba came there, in Maji Mafi. Then when she was called to female mandali, and she met all the ladies, and then Baba told her that, because you by this time you must have get tired of sending the food for we people.
So that was the first time she met?
And, yes. First time she met when she was cooking food. Women mandali, yes. For the first time when she met women mandali. And Baba also was also there. Then Baba said, you must get tired. So now for 7 days, don't cook any food at your place, and you will be getting food from here. And so we have been getting food from there. And after all these talks, when she was returning, it was drizzling and very cold. So, Baba himself introduced everybody. This is Mehra, this is Mani. This is Mehru. Mehru was also there. Naza, that time Naza was not there. Naza came later on. Naza came later on with Donkin in the same village. But that time Naza was not there. Anyhow, Baba introduced every lady to her. And because it was very cold, so when perhaps she was shivering, she did not, she had only one sari. And because, climate of Dehradun is... you cannot predict anything about it. So instantaneously it started drizzling and it was very cold. So when she was coming, then Baba asked someone of the ladies, or some mandali, lady mandali, to give her a shawl. And she just, she was wrapped in the shawl, she came back. And later on you told them, I like the shawl very much. Later on, when she went there along with the shawl, just to return or anything, then she said, this shawl is wonderful, I like it. And Baba said, all right, I keep it all. Then she kept the shawl.
So that was at that
Mahant's place. Mehant's place.
And that's within walking distance from your place?
Yes, walking distance. It is hardly one furlong or two.
When Baba introduced them, did he say anything special about Mehra at that time?
No, nothing. No special. Other lady said, other lady told to Subhadra, ki Radha, what said? In this way, Baba introduced everybody. Baba did not say much about it. He said, she's Mehra and this, and she's my sister Mani and this and that. Then other ladies introduced when Baba was not there. Dr. Gohar. Perhaps Baba's sister told to Subhadraji, the Mehra is just like you. You must have heard there was Radha. She was lover of Krishna. In the same way, this is Mehra. She is just like Radha, and as Radha used to love Krishna, she is the lover of Mehra Baba. And she loves him too much. She is just like Radha for us. It was Gohar or Naja, don't remember exactly, perhaps after sleeping, the hand was thrust in a small tin box or something, and it was just bent there in such a way it was impossible to just drag it out here. She slipped and the hand was just it was thrust in that tin, and it was not coming out, and she was paining. It was just like it was doubled, the thing was bent, yes. And everybody was trying to pull it out, And so everybody was so very nervous, and it was a very painful thing. Then Subhadraji says, my wife says, that time I saw the action of Mehra and the face of Baba and everything. And she simply caught hold of the thing and she started saying very slowly, she didn't shout, Mehir Baba, Mehir Baba, as if she was depending on Mehir Baba to help that thing. And Mehir Baba, Mehir Baba, and gradually the thing came out, the hand came out of the grave. It was doubled, and it was so very painful, and it came out. Then that time, when she was uttering the word, Mehir Baba, Mehir Baba, she was looked very radiant, and as if full of love with Baba, as if her whole heart was just pouring there at the feet of Baba. And he was such, very slowly she was saying, Mehir Baba, Mehir Baba, and the hand came out. So she said that I've seen that day of how she loved Baba, and how she depended on Baba.
Does she remember anything else like this, similar, where she saw Mehra, how much Mehra,
when Baba was there, so generally Baba himself used to, as a prasad, very little, he used to give everybody, the ladies also there. And the ladies used to, while cooking and while preparing his food, they used to do it very lovingly and very devotionally, as if somebody is cooking for God. In this way, Naja was there. All the ladies used to try to serve Baba in his absence also. He used to prepare for him things regarding his court, regarding it, because when Baba left the man's place, when Mehra was saying the name of Baba for helping the thing from the tin, by the time they had already come near, they lived there for Marji Mafi, at the place where the well was dug, at Baba's Mandali place, which was purchased for that. So this place was just near my house, on the other side of the... We were very near neighbors. Only the road was between us. And we were on both the sides. On the northern side, there was my house. And on the southern side of the road, there was the bungalow, male bungalow, where the... male men Mandali used to live. It was a very big one, very beautifully made. And where Kekobad used to live, ladies used to live there. But Baba used to live in that house. There was a small room. There was Baba's seclusion room. And Baba used to live there. So... He had a plank also. That plank, it was put on the ground. It was not cot-like or anything. So Baba's bedding was spread on that plank, and Baba was used to live on that plank, as far as I remember. And he was always in that seclusion room. In women Mandali house. Pardon? Yes, women used to, very lovingly, they used to make his bed, and they used to just see no wasp or nothing, no mosquito, nothing was there, neat and clean. So they used to make the bed there, and then Baba used to go in his small room, it was, in his secluded room. And there was also a small window. A window, there was a window, of course, but it was there was a gauze, wire gauze, and that wire gauze was broken in a corner. So Baba said, let it remain, that small thing. So sometimes Baba used to peep out from there sometimes. But he was not in seclusion that way, where he used to live, so that he was not coming out. He used to come out. But when he was in that room, then nobody used to disturb him.
Your wife is able to go to Manjimali often to see the women?
No, she was given time. Yeah. कितने देर के लिए
कुछ आधा घंटा कौन घंटा ऐसे कुछ होते थे चाय मुझे अपने साथ में चाय देते
हाँ तो मैं at about two she was asked to go to women mandir daily without fail and every daily at two she used to go there and she used to take tea with the ladies lady mandali बाबा भी लेते थे उसे चाय
हाँ
तो ही वाज ऑल्सो
सोफा था जो उस एक सोफा में बाबा बैठते एक में तो मेरा बैठी हुई थी तो कुछ लोग दूसरे कुर्सियां थी तो नीचे गलीता था कुछ लोग नीचे भी बैठे
तो इन दिस वे एसी सेड इन दैट बंगलो कॉटेज बाबा ऑन हिज सोफा चेयर And nearby there was other chair on it. Mehra used to sit, and there were one or two chairs more. And some of the lady mandali, they used to sit down on the carpet, on the ground. And in this way, she also used to go there. She used to take her place on the carpet, and.
तुझे मेरा कैसी लगती है
तो मैं बाबा आस वन डे तुम देव टू सर टी सी सी ऑल्सो यूज टू गेट टी एंड वन डे बाबा आस्ट सुभद्रा जी हाउ सी इज लुकिंग हाउ यू फील अबाउट हर And she says, I could not say what to say, how, what to describe. But anyhow, I said, she's lovely and I'm attracted towards her. In this way, Subhadraji replied him, replied Baba. Baba asked about her, okay, how do you feel? Where she was lovely, of course, she was very, very beautiful. Those were young days, you know, 25 years ago, in 1949-50. Yes, in the end of 49, they came there, and they remained there for January, February also, because 1st of March, the well, 28th of February, the well were quite finished.
I mean, the other women would talk. More. I mean, did she find Mare was shy? She wouldn't talk, or Mare would talk.
ये कह रहे हैं कि वो मेहरा कैसा था कि बिल्कुल जैसे शर्मीली थी कैसा था किस तरह था वो ज्यादा बात करती थी कम करती थी
कम बात करती थी क्या होता था कि जब मैं इधर से जाकर करती थी तो मुझे जमाई आती थी तो फिर उन्होंने पूछा उनको अच्छा नहीं लगता होगा तो उन्होंने मुझे पूछा मेरा ने कि तुझे क्या कहते हैं इतनी जमाई कैसे आती क्यों आती तो मैंने कहा कि बाबा ने शायद कहा कि ये सुबह से लेके काम करती तो दोपहर में इधर आती
तो सोने के लिए
तो
हाँ ये सी सेज आई डोंट नो व्हाट हैपेंड सी सेज व्हेनेवर आई यूज्ड टू गो देयर बिकॉज आई वाज वर्किंग द फील्ड्स सो आई वाज टायर्ड एंड आई वाज आस्क्ड टू गो देयर इन डे टाइम एट 12 एट 2 सो व्हेनेवर आई यूज्ड टू गो देयर सो आई यूज्ड टू यॉन एंड So perhaps they did not like it or what? Then Mehra asked me because she was generally silent. She did not speak much, and she was always as if she was thinking of Baba. She was not talkative at all, but she asked, "What's the reason? Why do you yawn so much?" And then Baba replied for her. She could not reply. But then Baba said, because she is working in the fields from morning to evening, and this is her resting time. But she comes here, so she has no way out. She is always yawning. So that was the thing. So it so happened. One day, Mehra asked, "You know English?" Subhrajit said, "No." "You know anything about sewing?" She said, "No. I'm always busy with the fields." Then Mehra asked Mani to just teach her some English words. So ABCD was taught by Mani. And side by side, Mehra gave her a sadra of Baba. It was cut by them. And Mani cut it. And it was given to Subhadaji. And she was asked to sew it for Baba. And then she used to sew it with a needle, not with machine, with a needle and thread, with hand. It was done. So in this way, she was taught sewing also, and she was just asked to learn ABCD, which by today she could not. she can understand little. She understands English if anybody speaks slowly, but she doesn't speak at all. So it so happened Baba's birthday was celebrated there in Mehant's place. And in that celebration, Baba's birthday, some bhajia was prepared. And that is also a miraculous thing, which perhaps I have not said to any. Because Dara has been recording all these things. So quite possible with Dara is gone. But it so happened. Bhajia was prepared for Baba's birthday, and porridge, rava, halwa we call it, it was prepared, and tea. These three things were served to people. So it so happened, Baba's, one of the devotees, Vishnu Master, he asked me, is there somebody who may, halwa-like thing, who may just prepare all these things? And there was a neighbor of ours. He was called Govind Lala. I still remember. And he prepared all these things. So later on we came to know how it happened. And you know, Baba always used to give lavishly. He never gave very little, a handful or heapful. So, of course, it was not meant for all the people. It was meant only for the Mandali people to celebrate Baba's and to give prasad. No, yes, she was also. Yes, yes, she was also with the women. So it so happened, it is a village. So when they came to know that some function is there, so children started coming. And Baba started, when the things were prepared, Baba started distributing to children. Then after seeing the children, the bigger big people also started coming. And Baba started giving them also. All the Mandali people were given. And not only that, about 30 or so from the city also came. The people who knew these people who arranged for the land, purchased for the land, you know. So about 30 people from the city came. Baba was giving his food. We did not, I remember, I ate so much that I did not take my food in the evening. Plenty of rava, plenty of bhajiya, tea, enough tea to with it. So everybody was just enjoying the thing. And later on, everything went, and plenty of it in a basket. Plenty of bhajiya was remaining in the basket. It was sent to ladies' compartment again. And in the steel vessel, kadhai, plenty of rava was there in it. And in this way, everything was there. Later on, I came to where Vishnu Master said, and everybody started noting, the thing was very little. Then I asked, I sent for Gobind Lala, how much things were supplied to you to make all these things? He said, about 2 kilos of potatoes and 2 kilos of onion, 4 kilos. Sorry. And about half a kilo of rava. In this way, then the things were made. कितना कढ़ाई तो इतनी बड़ी थी
ओनली
अबाउट अबाउट राइट अबाउट ए किलो ऑफ रवा एट द मोस्ट सो ओनली सो लिटिल थिंग्स वर सप्लाई टू द मैन एंड व्हेन वी कैलकुलेटेड वी वर इन हंड्रेड्स एक्चुअली वी वर इन हंड्रेड्स एंड एवरीबडी वाज सप्लाइड लॉट फुल नॉट लिटिल लेटर ऑन व्हेन एवरीथिंग वाज फिनिश एंड plenty of bhajiya in the basket and plenty of rava was in the steel earthen pot in kadhai. So these are minor things of which we used to think later on when the thing was done. So in this way, so you know, from that time when we celebrate Baba's birthday in Dehradun, then I also in our family these things are made. In the same way, bhajiya is made, rava is made, and tea. We serve all these things. And now on 25th of February, my son will be doing, I will be living here. So he will be doing all these things. So all the people from Dehradun come, about 200-300 people, and they participate every year on this 25th of February. So we just keep the tradition in this way.
You know, when your wife was cooking for Baba, was she told what to cook?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, right. Always, one day before, we were given a sort of menu. But it was all vegetarian.
So the women would prepare that?
No. Vishnu Master.
He would say, which vegetable?
Yes, when I used to go there, sometimes I was told to what I was to bring the other day. Tomorrow, bring all these things. Or in the evening, for the evening, I was told, it was all always in the process of preparing.
So you would bring in the lunchtime and in the
evening? And in the evening. I was asked to bring the thing in the morning at 11, and in the evening at 6, both the times.
Different
thing. Yes, sometimes chapati, sometimes rice and dal, sometimes some other varieties of vegetables. And sometimes a puri, puris.
Rice and dal and vegetable together?
But separately, in separate
ways. At the same time?
At the same time, yes. Rice, dal, And different food in the evening, different food in the morning.
But you never saw the women at all?
No, no. Only I saw the women. There was male mandali and female mandali. So all along there were hedges all along the women mandali, and they generally did not come out. And no men mandali used to see them. And there were long curtains also, chatais, yes, were put. Curtains in between both the mandali people.
Outside the house.
Outside the house, because a fence was there, a fence of chatai was there, in between. Yes, bamboo chatai. They could not see. Only the day of Kumbh Mela, because it was so very crowded, it was so thickly crowded, that when Baba was returning by train, that time the ladies came there, and I, without knowing, because I wanted to ask something from Baba, and ladies were also there. So I had a glimpse that time.
They were on the train?
On the platform of the train, at the platform in Haridwar. That time I had a glimpse, but only a glimpse, and then I did not see towards that, and so that was my first day when I had a glimpse of the ladies. And the first time I could see only Dr. Gohar at railway station when I handed her over the...
Your mother used to go...
One day Baba asked, my mother also wanted, because you know Baba used to go for bhiksha only from very few from the lovers of Dehradun, as from Narawala and so on. So Baba was kind enough to allow my mother also sometime, very little, rarely, because my mother used to live in the city. She was not in the village. So when my mother was Baba was kind enough to allow her to give bhiksha. So from the village, from the city, she came halfway to my village. And she was not allowed to cross where she was asked to stay with the bhiksha. Cooked food. And from the village, Baba went along with his mandali up to that place. And there she offered bhiksha to Baba. And Baba, in his jholi, that bag, begging bag, and it was written on it, give alms with love. It is written, put there in museum, yes. So in that, Baba received that. And my mother went towards city side, and Baba returned to village in this way. And later on, once Baba took a must on her own, she was alone with the must, and Baba had written to me.
अच्छा
बकरी का
और उसको एक जगह पे रख दिया और मेरा को और सबको इधर खड़े करके सब ही लेते वो माता जी आपकी बकरी ने बच्चा दिया इसको लेके जाओ तो माता जी तो ऐसी बोले कि कैसे इतने एकदम दे दे मुझे तो पता नहीं माता जी भाग भाग के गई और देखा तो वहां बच्चा हुआ तो वहां उस वक्त मेरा भी आ गई मां बिल्कुल उनके दरवाजे के बाहर वही गए और वो भी सब देखे कि ये मुझे उसने बच्चा दे दिया
मेरा मनी इज गिफ्टेड. शी इज वंडरफुल आर्टिस्ट ऑल्सो. I've seen when they see the atta, you know, flour, with some wheat thing. See, when they see made a lizard of it and just put it on the cot of Gohar, Dr. Gohar. When she came, oh, she was now disinfection and this and that, and now it is lying there, it is dead. And she was, it was made so nicely that after in Dehradun. And after the Baba brought it in a cardboard box, and actually everybody saw it was dead lizard as if. It was made so nicely. Everything from head to foot, tail and everything. So in this way, she was very, she is gifted in all artistic things. So she, my mother, sometimes used to look after some goats. I had some goats also there in the village. And when she, it was sunny, so she had a hat on her head. And she was just looking the goats grazing. And because we were neighbors, so these people saw, the ladies saw, and you know, by this time, Baba used to leave the ladies in the supervision of Subhadraji also, because we were neighbors, and Baba used to, along with the male mandali, Baba used to leave Mayor Mafi and used to go near Haridwar. There is Motichur place.
So what do you
mean
supervision?
Supervision, you know, ladies were there, and it was a secluded place, no inhabitants were there. So there, the ladies were left there. So it was supposed, we were neighbors, so Subhadraji, we used to go and look after the things, needs and this, and they may not be just harassed by somebody. Beggars used to come. So when Baba was not there, Baba was in Motichur. The ladies were alone there. So naturally, Baba had asked Subhadraji also to go anytime there to look after, to see. So in a way, it was our duty to see that they are sometimes beggars also used to come to beg. So they were not, if the beggar was male, so the ladies were not allowed and did not talk with a male beggar or anybody. So all these things, so to look after all these things, Subhadraji was always handy because she was on the other side of the road. So in this way, things used to happen. And when my mother was just looking after the goats, so, in fun, Mani made a small goat of cloth. It was so identical as if it was a small newly born thing of goat. So, and she put it in a hedge. Just made me, in a hedge. And then all the ladies were seeing it as if they were seeing something new, knowingly. And Mehra was also there, and she was also seeing that. And then some of the ladies said, "Oh, your goat has given some issue there. It is some birth to a goat." So my mother also ran there, and she also saw how it is. She was not pregnant. The goat was not pregnant, but how the small goat has come here. So in this way, later on she came to know okay, it was the creation of Mani. So in this way, ladies were very homely, and they were just mere neighbors. They used to enjoy things.
I mean, you all were new to Baba at the time. Would they tell somebody about Baba and something who Baba is? Would the ladies?
With the ladies, you know, and these people, mind was such, nobody just cared for anything, only it was a lovely thing, lovely sight. But for me, you know, before ladies came in that house, and when the ladies came, then Kekobad was shifted to gents' place. before ladies came, Kekobad was there, and the children, the ladies also did not go to Kekobad's place to with the food or anything. So the children used to take the food, and sometimes once in a while when I was handy, then I used to take. And one day I took the food to Kekobad. So he told me first about Baba. And then I initially told to Subhadaji, but not so very much.
When she was going every time, she didn't know much about
it. Subhadaji and my relations also used to come there whenever they saw. We used to think that something lovely is there, something very great, something very good, and something very soothing atmosphere was there, but nothing was known about the God.
And the women also never said.
Women also never. Women behaved as if they were serving God. औरतों ने भी नहीं कहा कभी कि ये बाबा परमात्मा है.
बाबा परमात्मा मनी ने कहा पर मुझे लगता था ऐसे कैसे होगा कि बाप परमात्मा इधर बैठे हुए